You're listening to SBS News.
Shakoofa Tahiri arrived with her family in Sydney as a 12-year-old after fleeing the Taliban in Afghanistan and Pakistan. But she says it was negative media coverage of asylum seekers and refugees, many belonging to her own community, that inspired her to seek justice for the wrongs she saw.
It didn't register with me that they're illegals. They are now contributing members of the society. They were paying taxes. They were working. They had children who were actually studying really hard towards having a great future in Australia, and that they were building blocks of Australian society. How were they actually counted or being portrayed as illegals?
Now a policy assistant at the Refugee Council of Australia, the 24-year-old has also started a number of social enterprises, including a free driving program for refugee women and the Hazara Women for Change volunteers. Meanwhile, for Violet Romiliotis, it was her Greek migrant parents who inspired her career. She says she sees reflections of them in the people she works with today, in her role as Chief Executive of Settlement Services International.
Their story is very much the same as the story of immigrants and refugees that I work with today. And that has been, I think, my passion and motivation, that people, when they arrive on these shores, have a lot to offer, irrelevant of their visa type. Their economic benefits to Australia is tenfold. They give back so much. And I wanted to sort of elevate that.
Among her achievements is establishing Ignite Small Business Startups to help entrepreneurs from refugee backgrounds establish businesses. She says she wishes there was more attention on the good that Australia's newest arrivals do. Journalists, refugee advocates, academics, community leaders, and businesswomen are among those chosen for the Australian Financial Review's 100 Women of Influence for 2018. There were a record 850 entries this year, with entrants asked to demonstrate how they show self-leadership through facing challenges and hardships. Many have overcome enormous obstacles. One of the judges, Boss magazine editor Sally Patton, says a significant proportion of the women turn difficult events in their lives into learning experiences.
A lot of women came from a place of hardship and, in some ways, real tragedy and real grief. And they were able to use that tragedy and grief to spur them on, it gave them the passion to make sure that other women either don't find themselves in the same position that they were in, or if they do, there are places that they can go to get some help, and they know where they can go and get that help.
One such person is Dave Pillay. The businesswoman, who grew up in apartheid-era South Africa, refused to let brushes with racism and violence deter her from achieving her goals. She says those early experiences helped her become who she is.
It hasn't been easy, coming in as a migrant into Australia. We did experience barriers regardless, because we are people of colour and we come from another country. I just saw it as another barrier, and saw and was confident in myself to back myself to move through it. So that it's just something that has always led me to success. I'll get there. I know I will.
Ms. Pillay started Mind Tribes to help other organisations improve their cultural capability, and Culturally Diverse Women to boost the prospects of culturally and linguistically diverse women. She also works with the humanitarian agency Plan International and the organisation Street that helps train homeless youths in the hospitality industry. Ms. Pillay says she wants to use the award as a platform to highlight the advantages of a diverse workforce.
Australia is such an interesting melting pot, and we are very reliant on foreign climates and cross-border relations. And the more that we really, really use our multicultural leverage, we can connect cross-border far better than what we have now. I mean, we haven't really realised the full potential of our advantage, of all the diaspora people that sit in Australia, that call Australia home. And I'm hoping that with this win, I can start to share that message.
Violet Romiliotis, too, says she wants to raise the profile of migrant communities, as well as the contribution of women.
An opportunity to be able to promote the positivity of migrants and refugees and the benefits to Australia is very exciting to me, and to be with other women and elevate, of course, the importance of women and our contributions to society and the broader economic benefits of women, I think, is very important.
For Shakufa Tahiri, it's about encouraging the next generation.
Being just a positive role model for people who want to pursue their goals and visions, and as much as I can in my capacity to empower people, to empower girls and women to move beyond what they're expected to do. Tell people that, you know, as long as you have the capacity to learn and grow, you're able to do anything, that you're able to achieve anything.
Andrea Hoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.